8:52 on LA's Morning News.
Well, we're right in the middle of one of the worst cold and flu seasons to hit in a while, but there's something else that plagues a whole lot of us this time of year, and maybe you are suffering through it right now.
Joining us to discuss the signs, symptoms, and treatment of sinus infections is ear, nose, and throat specialist Dr. Mark Kerner. Dr. Kerner, thanks. How is a sinus infection different from a common cold?
Well, thank you both very much for having me on this morning. Really, the way to diagnose or the way to think of a sinus infection is it's a cold that pretty much lasts for more than a week. So anytime we have congestion or difficulty breathing through our nose, a runny nose, and a cough, a lot of times that is indicative of a sinus infection. And pretty much what we'd like to do is consider that a cold will be something that will last 3 to 5 days, and anything that's going longer than that typically then can result in a sinus infection.
Okay, well, I recently had a sinus infection, but I am still 2 weeks later stuffy and blowing my nose. So what does that mean?
Well, again, that's exactly what happens. Really, the physiology of why we get a sinus infection is our sinus pathways and our drainage openings are very, very small. So anything that will cause a swelling, whether it's allergy or a viral infection like a cold or a flu sort of bug that will then cause blockage of this, what you then end up getting is then a secondary infection, and then that can linger on for a number of weeks, especially till it takes time for our body to resolve that swelling and that irritation and inflammation in the sinuses. So,
I mean, how do you treat this? Because I feel like getting a high-pressure hose sometimes and just putting it up my nose and just, you know, flushing everything out.
Well, that's actually one of our main treatment options, and that is flushing with salt water. There's a number of preparations that are available over the counter, or you can make up your own. We ask people to use distilled water, not tap water, but basically, nasal irrigation is very, very helpful. We use that on almost everybody that has sinus infections. And then there's a number of medications that we can use. Some decongestants that can help with the symptoms. There's nasal steroid sprays, which can reduce the inflammation that we use as well. And then antibiotics. If we're going longer than a week or so, then we will treat these with antibiotics.
Yeah, I got the antibiotics, and I had the pounding headache, which I had never had before. I'd had the where you get your cheeks kind of tender in the nasal by the nasal passages, but this was in my head where it was just throbbing. I'm wondering, should you keep using that spray for longer than you use the antibiotics?
Right. Well, the over-the-counter sprays, the ones that we consider a no-no, can be used for about 3 to 5 days safely. After that point, then you can develop what's called a rebound phenomenon in which those sprays actually stop working. So the ones that you can get by prescription, which are typically a steroid preparation, those you can use, and we have people on those readily for months and even years, those that suffer from chronic sinus infections.
My husband keeps saying, keep using your spray. This is steroid spray, and I haven't done it, and I guess I'm going to have to start again.
Yes, you certainly can.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate your information. That is Dr. Mark Kerner.